Flying Cool Tech, November 30, 2005. Hey y'all, how are you? I'm Larry Skukon, and I hope you'll join me for about a 35-40 minute walk while we talk about MP3 players and Christmas. There you go, little buddy. Oh, we got the road blocked here. That's what a good dog. Good boy. We're walking in case you're new to the show. And there's a lot of stuff out on the sidewalk here this morning. We are walking in to work. We're in Louisville, Kentucky. And I'm Larry, and this is my guide dog, Jake. It is about 32 degrees out, quite brisk, good doggy. We are crossing the street, that's my little buddy. Well, as we talk about MP3 players, we need to ask ourselves a few questions. And talk about some different ways to use MP3 players. Now, a lot of people want something inexpensive. Everybody wants something inexpensive. But they want something that is easy to use. They just don't know that ahead of time. Because one of the things about an MP3 player is that you have to load the material onto it. And, you know, it makes a difference if you have a hard disk based MP3 player. You can sit there and pretty much load up your whole collection of CDs. You know, they come with 20, 40, even 60 gigabyte drives. But for the less expensive RAM-based or flash-based MP3 players, you are going to need to put content onto the device more frequently, especially if you're listening to podcasts, because unlike with your music, excuse me, catch my breath here a sec. That hill is a... The hill's a big one, ain't it, Jay? So these inexpensive flash-based players have been of a lot of interest to people, mainly because of their inexpensiveness, their durability, because there's no moving parts, and pretty darn good battery lives on them. Thing is, again, if you're listening to something that you listen to once and then delete, you're going to spend quite a bit of time putting content onto the device. Now, what in the ideal world, we'd like to have a device that had a wireless receiver and would just receive new content either while the unit was active and, you know, in the background, or maybe while it was idle, while you were asleep or whatever. But that's not the case yet on these sub-$200 type MP3 players. So music will be less of a problem because you'll usually copy that over and not change it out quite so frequently. podcast, so you, you know, you'll be copying those over every day, possibly more than once a day. You know, it's feasible that one could leave their MP3 player connected to the USB port and have it updated overnight. But to do that, we've got to be able to get material off these flash-based players, or off any player for that matter. And many of the ones I've looked at, it doesn't seem to be possible to do that from the unit. You can always do that from Windows, of course, because when you plug these devices into your PC in general, they're going to show up as a drive. And same way with Mac too. That's another thing you have to watch out for when you buy these, is you know, we were talking about the ease of getting material to the unit. Many times, if you can if you connect the unit and it shows up as a drive, you can just use Windows Explorer to copy or cut and paste files from your hard disk. Over to the device. Now, there's a few of the devices I've seen that and that'll let you do this, but yet still require you to still require you to use their proprietary transfer software to get content onto the device. So the problem, thank you, with those is that many, many times they're highly inaccessible. Take, for instance, iTunes with the iPod. You know, the getting the content on the device is doable. There are some scripts and ways that you can use iTunes, and actually some alternative software techniques for getting material to an iPod. But you know, is it worth that much trouble? And then what about the iPod's user interface itself? Obviously the Shuffle is going to be accessible because it's one of those unique products that actually doesn't have a display screen for sighted people. Well, and I think Jake likes it when I talk too. I just have to start walking down the road just to talking with my little buddy here and telling him about MP3 players, huh? Because he's a good doggy. This weekend I went to Walmart. I get these Walmart newsletters, Walmart Wired. And looked up the MP3 players and was pretty interested in the results. I found one there for $39. And that was 128 megs of RAM, I believe. And RAM-based one's all the way up to 1 gigabyte. How y'all doing this morning? Good, good. A little chilly, isn't it?
Yeah. I think it's 24 degrees.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Whoa. Actually, I think just the chill factor is 24, but how about if it's 24? So this 1 gig unit from a company called ILO, ILO was $99. And it's a, yeah, I went ahead and bought it. It seemed like a fairly good deal. They also had a Philips 6 gig unit for $199. Now, I looked at the documentation for the Philips unit once I got back home, or looked for information on it, and turns out it looks like it does not show up as a drive, and it does not, I mean, it looks like it requires some kind of software to transfer the files over there. It's a little 6 gig hard drive in this thing. Nice price though. I wanted to say too, while we're talking about MP3 players and some options for people, I've got to remember to include the iRiver in the top few, but what would be really great is if you all could help out a little bit. And I told people on my Christmas list, I hope they wouldn't mind if I got them an MP3 player and checked it out ahead of time. I don't know if I was kidding about that or not. There you go, little buddy. What are we going? Doo-doo, there you go. Good doggy. Whatever the heck we went around. I'll take your word for it, buddy. So this ILO plays MP3 and WMA and protected WMA, which means you can buy songs from Walmart to play on it. Haven't tried that part yet. It comes with 10, well, you know, it says it comes with 10 free songs, and it just hit me. I bet those are the ones that are already on there. I was thinking maybe you got to pick 10 songs from Walmart, and I'll double check that. That may be the case. From Walmart's online music. Good boy. So this ILO is probably about 2-inch square, maybe a little less than 2 inches. It's got a display on the face of it. On the top is a USB port and an earphone jack. It's a Submini B port, by the way, so that's fairly standard. It's a good idea just to keep a USB cord cable on each PC that you're using, all plugged in and ready to go, and then just put your device on the end of it. Anyway, the lower left corner of the face of it has a round control with four, you know, up, down, left, and right, and then a little button in the middle. I think they actually number these 1, 2, 3, and 4 going clockwise, the four positions. So top or one is play and pause, and the rest of it, you know, the bottom one is number 3 is stop, and of course your left and right work just like a CD player does, where you can press it once to go from track to track, or hold it down to move through the track. And therein lies another problem with using these kind of devices to navigate through content that you need to skip, like podcasts, some podcasts. I can't imagine anybody would ever want to skip over parts of Blind Cool Tech, but oh neat, there's a little, I don't know what you call it, a covey or whatever, little birds. Navigating past content that you don't want is laborious. Some players allow you to adjust the rate at which you advance through the file the longer you hold the button. The iRiver, in fact, the iRiver IFP 899 allows you to adjust that up to 6 times normal speed. All right, little buddy. Good boy. That's my little buddy. Good dog. The problem with the iRiver is that in most cases, you need to perform a firmware update on it before it will show up as a drive on your PC. It's not hard to do. It's just a bit much to ask for somebody that's new. Now, if you have someone, or if you know what you're doing, or if you have someone that's computer savvy, it's not a bad way to go, because what you'll do is install their transfer software and download a file that's a patch for the firmware. You can get that, by the way, at winecooltech.com and look under frequently asked questions. There's a question there of where do I get the firmware update to make the iRiver show up as a drive, and there's a link right there to it. You can just download it. So anyway, you connect your iRiver, and theoretically the iRiver transfer software will come up. If it doesn't, you can run it, and it'll let you know that it go ahead. Oh, fuck. Everybody's turning in. Excuse me. You got good talking, buddy. I guess that's that little thing where the bus crawls down, so it's easier to step on and stuff. Man, I don't know why they made those things spurt the air right out there, though. Really not, doesn't make a dog want to jump right on when the bus pulls up and the door opens and... Sorry, Jake. Sorry, buddy. I wasn't talking to you that time. So, the other part about navigating and skipping content is resuming your place. Let's see, no, we weren't through with the iRiver yet, were we? And this is what I'm saying here is true of both the ILO and the iRiver. If you pause the unit, well, no, sorry, let's finish up updating the iRiver firmware. And talking a little bit about its things that make it appealing before we get back to resuming your place in content where you're interrupted or shut off the unit. So after you have this transfer software running and you go to one of the menu options, I don't remember exactly what it is, about the tools or utilities. There's an item in there called Update Firmware. And I will warn you that if you do update that firmware, it will erase everything that's on your device. So either copy it off or do it, before you get much on there. Well, it just holds a gigabyte anyway, so. And speaking of a gigabyte and how much, I really would recommend at least a gigabyte. Good boy. Because we figure a typical song is going to be anywhere from 2 to 5 megabytes. There's a lot of things that will depend on the size, depends on, you know, what the quality is, the length of the song, so forth. So, you know, a gigabyte is 1,000 megabytes, so, you know, do the math. Anyway, on the Si River, once you have the firmware updated, it just shows up as another drive in Windows, and that's how you copy the content over or get things off it if you're going to record with it. Both the ILO and the iRiver have the capability to do recordings. The ILO only has an internal mic. Okay. The iRiver has an internal mic and a microphone / line in jack. The nice thing about the iRiver is that there are 3 buttons on the, what I'll call an operating position. For the longest, I was holding this thing sideways too. Actually, I think sighted people want to hold it where the joystick that's on the face of it is closer to the right side rather than how I tend to hold it, which is where the joystick is oriented, you know, toward the floor. Kind of, you know, use the belt clip to dictate your orientation there. So we're going to talk about it that way. Good boy. One of the nice things about the iRiver is it's got 3 separate buttons on the right side there. Good boy. You get across these tracks. So that makes it pretty easy to select mode you want to use or the operation you want to perform. So the top button is your on and off, and also your play and stop. Your bottom button is record, and what it's going to record depends on what mode you're in. And there's 4 modes in the both the iRiver IFP 899 and the ILO 1GB. ILO, by the way, is actually made by Rave, R-A-V-E. Apparently they did some kind of deal with Walmart. And I did some searching on the web and found a guy that he had written some software that lets you control options in the MP3 player from the software on your PC. Now, whether it's accessible or not, I don't know yet. And also, this was written for the 256 megabyte model of this unit, so don't know if it'll work in the 1 gig version or not. Anyway, the separate buttons make the iRiver fairly easy to use. The ILO, on the other hand, is little bit trickier, partially because when you go into the menus on it, it kind of combines the modes and the menus, I guess is what I'm trying to say. Those are separate on the iRiver. So the 4 modes are MP3, voice recording, line in, and FM. I should say voice recording is with the internal mic. And the ILO has the same thing, except it doesn't have the option of the external mic. Does a pretty nice job of recording. I would categorize this as not being reliable to record with, unless you really are good at keeping track of where you are in menus, because it doesn't start at the top. I'm talking about the ILO right now. When you get into the menus, it just picks up wherever you left off. Oh, my shoe's untied. We'll do it on the other side. Good point. There you go, little buddy. That's my good doggy. Let's stop and tie a shoe here. So the... controls, the extra buttons on the iRiver make it nice. If you're going to do recording, the line-in jack / microphone jack is really nice, and it's one of the few...
Morning.
Hey, how are you?
Invigorating, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm stepping high. It's one of the few devices I've seen where the line-in and the microphone are switchable, so you can pick the impedance to be used. Now, these aren't going to be a professional recording, but they are good. I mean, we've done several of them with divers on the Blind Field Tech show. By the way, I keep meaning to always point out what I'm using, and I never do it. I'm using the Olympus DS2 this morning with the binaural microphones from Sound Professionals, whose model number you can check out on the Frequently Asked Questions link on Blind Cool Tech. Well, I can see we're just a block or so away from APH here, that we're not going to finish up this discussion. What I want to do is continue this and maybe talk in a little more generalities and then try to get into some specifics with individual MP3 players. And that's where I would love to ask you guys' help. Like I said, I can't buy every one of these players, but you know, if we can do some a little bit of intelligent research, look ahead, see what's online, and try them out, it could give people some options for the inexpensive MP3 player for Christmas. Even my mom's getting an MP3 player. So let's go in. I will go ahead and sign out for this edition of Blind Cool Tech, and we'll pick up the MP3 player discussion again soon. Y'all have a great one.